Chapter 12. Rehoboam went to Shechem, where everyone was waiting to crown him king. Jeroboam, son of Nebat, heard what was happening, and he stayed in Egypt, where he had gone to hide from Solomon. But the people from the northern tribes of Israel sent for him. Then together they went to Rehoboam and said, "Your father Solomon forced us to work very hard, but if you make our work easier, we will serve you and do whatever you ask." "Give me 3 days to think about it," Rehoboam replied, "then come back for my answer." So the people left. Rehoboam went to some leaders who had been his father's senior officials, and he asked them, "What should I tell these people?" They answered, "If you want them to serve and obey you, then you should do what they ask today. Tell them you will make their work easier." But Rehoboam refused their advice and went to the younger men who had grown up with him and were now his officials. He asked, "What do you think I should say to the people who asked me to make their work easier?" His younger advisers said, "Here's what we think you should say to them. Compared to me, my father was weak. He made you work hard, but I'll make you work even harder. He punished you with whips, but I'll use whips with pieces of sharp metal." 3 days later, Jeroboam and the others came back. Rehoboam ignored the advice of the other advisers. He spoke bluntly and told them exactly what his own advisers had suggested. "My father made you work hard, but I'll make you work even harder. He punished you with whips, but I'll use whips with pieces of sharp metal." When the people realized that Rehoboam would not listen to them, they shouted, "We don't have to be loyal to David's family. We can do what we want. Come on, people of Israel, let's go home. Rehoboam can rule his own people." Adoniram was in charge of the forced labor, and Rehoboam sent him to talk to the people. But they stoned him to death. Then Rehoboam ran to his chariot and hurried back to Jerusalem. So the people from the northern tribes of Israel went home, leaving Rehoboam to rule only the people from the towns in Judah. Ever since that day, the people of Israel have opposed David's family in Judah. All of this happened just as the Lord's prophet Ahijah had told Jeroboam. When the Israelites heard that Jeroboam was back, they called everyone together. Then they sent for Jeroboam and made him king of Israel. Only the people from the tribe of Judah remained loyal to David's family. After Rehoboam returned to Jerusalem, he decided to attack Israel and take control of the whole country. So he called together 180,000 soldiers from the tribes of Judah and Benjamin. Meanwhile, God told Shemaiah the prophet to give Rehoboam and everyone from Judah and Benjamin this warning: "Don't go to war against the people from Israel. They are your relatives. Go home. I am the Lord, and I make these things happen." Rehoboam and his army obeyed the Lord and went home. Jeroboam rebuilt Shechem in Ephraim and made it a stronger town. Then he moved there. He also fortified the town of Penuel. One day, Jeroboam started thinking, "Everyone in Israel still goes to the temple in Jerusalem to offer sacrifices to the Lord. What if they became loyal to David's family again? They will kill me and accept Rehoboam as their king." Jeroboam asked for advice and then made 2 gold statues of calves. He showed them to the people and said, "Listen, everyone, you won't have to go to Jerusalem to worship anymore. Here are your gods who rescued you from Egypt." Then he put one of the gold calves in the town of Bethel, and he put the other one in the town of Dan, and the crowd walked out in front of the calf that was taken there. What Jeroboam did was a terrible sin. Jeroboam built small places of worship at the shrines and anointed men who were not from the tribe of Levi to serve as priests. He also decided to start a new festival for the Israelites on the 15th day of the 8th month, just like the one in Judah. On that day, Jeroboam went to Bethel and offered sacrifices on the altar to the gold calf he had put there. Then he has assigned the priests their duties.
Think about what happens when you fight amongst yourselves. Pray for unity. Choose your advisors wisely.